From the KRCU Public Radio Newsroom, I'm Ella Tinsley with a Missouri News Update. One business is considered a total loss after a large fire in Uptown Jackson on Thursday night, June 5th. Responders were called around 8 p.m. where crews from Scott City, Fruitland, and Cape Girardeau were among the departments that assisted with the response. Officials report that three firefighters were injured putting out the devastating fire that had crews on the scene until around 2 a.m. on Friday, putting out hot spots, overhauling the structures, and cleanup. The biggest devastation, however, came to Sweetheart Florist, whose roof was compromised during the blaze. Fellow business owner Christy Blessing of Stitched and Stamped describes how she saw the event take place.
We were all open late for an after-hours like shopping event. So when I was bringing my sign in around a little after 8, I noticed as I was walking towards the front door, it looked a little hazy outside. And I thought, well, that's weird because it was humid that day, but didn't look like that all day long.
Right.
And then, of course, as I got closer and opened the door, I realized that there were, 20 people or so, maybe more, congregated already. And you could tell people were on the phone, recalling it in. And so I noticed, yes, there was smoke kind of coming out of the air vents above Sweetheart Florist. And within just a few minutes, the first fire truck was here, but it felt like a very helpless situation because, all you could do is really just stay out of the way,
The surrounding businesses also faced damage, including minor smoke and water damage to the adjunct businesses Fringe Clothing Boutique and Sam's Fine Jewelry. Business owners and community members are banding together to recover from this sudden event and piece their beloved Uptown Jackson block back together again. For more on this story and other Missouri news, visit krcu.org.